Nolte, Too Many Shark Jump School Resistance Impeachment Fever. By John Nolte on June 26, 2019. John Dean? John Dean, y'all? That's when I knew Democrats would never attempt to impeach President Trump. When the Democrat-led witch hunters in the House Judiciary Committee are so tired, so out of ideas, so lacking in ammo that they haul before the world a decrepit old perjurer, it was pretty much over. But that wasn't the only shark House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, DNY, jumped. No, as he saw all his hopes dashed by last week's testimony from former Trump aide Hope Hicks, all he could do was hope to rattle her by calling her Ms. Lewandowski on the three different occasions. There was once an unfounded rumor Hicks and the married Corey Lewandowski had an affair. Hicks' testimony not only further undermined the witch hunt. She managed to handle Nadler's boorish insults with extraordinary class, whereas I would have responded with, yes, Congressman Arbuckle? Nadler wasn't the only member of the hashtag resistance who assured us Hicks would be the silver bullet that finally brought Trump down. Everyone's favorite hysteric at the far-left Washington Post, the hopelessly neurotic Jennifer Rubin, was certain Hicks' testimony will be a crack in Trump's wall. Yep, once again, because credibility no longer matters to our disgraced media freaks, Rubin promised the orange bad man was toast fair real this time. He wasn't. Not even close. What we know now is that our hashtag rhesus tards obviously had no backup plan if the Mueller report, which proved Trump did not collude with Russia or obstruct justice, failed to swing their way. So certain were they that dirty cop Robert Mueller would hand them Trump's head on a platter. There was no plan B, which is why they now look like the Keystone cops running concentric circles around John freaking Dean. Cheap interrogation tactics like Ms. Lewandowski. And bringing Donald Trump Jr. back for the 10-second sugar high that came with a tired rerun of his testimony. And this is why no less than Adam the Pencil Neck Schiff, DCA, is now backing away from his impeachment push. Don't forget that this is the same serial liar who time and again assured CNN he had the goods proving Trump colluded with Russia to steal the 2016 election. He doesn't. He never did. The only hope these un-American sore losers ever had was Mueller. And even he and his dozen or so anti-Trump fanatics couldn't make their frame fit. Meanwhile, even the Mueller report, which proved Trump did not collude with the Russians or obstruct justice, is failing to hold up to scrutiny. In its failed effort to frame Trump, deceptive editing and startling lies of omission have been found. So if I understand all of this correctly, the impeachment crusade has so far gone through the following phases. The Mueller report will be the end of Trump. Okay, the Mueller report says Trump didn't collude with Russia, but he obstructed justice. Okay, Trump didn't obstruct justice, but there is an unspecified crime here, let's impeach. Hang on. We're gonna need time to specify this unspecified crime. Robert Mueller just said we should impeach. Did you hear that? He wants us to impeach. He just said so. Let's impeach. Robert Mueller just released a letter that says what? Please welcome the ghost of Nixon's past. Tell us more, Ms. Lewandowski. Hey, hey, hey. And now we're all the way back to. The orange bad man treats migrants horribly, and we have pictures taken during Obama's presidency to prove it. Impeachment is the political act of overturning a national election, of a handful of politicians telling the America people they cannot have the leader they chose in a national referendum. Sorry to break this to Democrats and their media allies and Mueller's dirty cops, but in order to do that you gotta have the goods, there has to be some there. Bill Clinton was at least guilty of committing perjury and, by extension, obstructing justice. That actually happened, and he was still not removed from office. All Trump is guilty of is chapping your establishment butts by winning a presidential election he was not supposed to win. And while that might sting for 8 years, while that might make you want to slit your pale wrists and blow your tiny brains out while jumping, like a girl, off the Golden Gate Bridge while chewing on rat poison, winning an election is still not a crime in this country, and hate is not evidence. Idiots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.